We're in Tsavo East, the largest national park in all of Africa. And myself and Darren, who is travelling under the Twitter name Tag Darren with one R, I'm of course documentally, and our driver, and we feel very honoured to have a driver who is actually a corporal in the Kennedy. Corporal Kennedy in the Kenyan Wildlife Service. How long have you been in the Kenyan Wildlife Service?
17 years.
Wow. You're a veteran.
I'm a veteran. I was employed in 1994.
Just outside the window here is an elephant grazing. We've seen a couple of families and buffalo. And we got up quite early this morning, but we went to see the Kenyan Wildlife Service setting up some targets for some rifle range practice this morning. So we got out here about, I don't know, 8 a.m. and it already feels pretty hot. The sun's out today. You brought the sun with you.
It's not so bad.
Yeah, it's not so bad. You were saying that sometimes the rangers could come out here and sit under a tree for a month.
Yeah, for that they just usually stay in a bush for a month. After a month, they are being this when they are exchanged, so they go for mobile now.
Yeah.
So another two rangers come for that observation area.
So they're kind of working shifts. They might do 1 month sitting and watching, maybe on a rocky outcrop or under a tree, camping, cooking by fire. They have a radio with them, and then they may take a month driving around different camps. Or do they go home if they're driving? Do they get to go home at the end of the day with their family?
No. After 1 month, they've been given off 2 days.
Okay.
They go home for their families, and then they come. When they come, they are being provided with everything.
Yes.
They have what radio communication. Call when they need anything, they call the headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
What they need, they are being provided.
Mm-hmm.
Most is water, food.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have a problem.
And they don't, obviously, they're not allowed to live off the land if because everything's delivered. So there's no hunting or anything here.
No.
That's forbidden.
No, I think no complaint at all.
Yeah, yeah.
So the sun, they work well. They just sit there, observe. When they see anything bad, they inform the man on the ground or those who are in the mobile. So the mobile come with the bandits.
What would be of course, where we are now is a relatively safe area because it's quite close to civilization and built up areas. You know, we've probably only been driving, I don't know, 40 minutes into the park. So. I say that, you know, no mobile signal. We're feeling pretty isolated compared to normal. But you'll say when there are poachers, they're going to be in a different region to this. What happens should two rangers on their own come into contact with poachers? Do they call for backup?
These two rangers are not for poachers. They're there to observe.
Ah, okay.
To see any movement, any bad movement.
Okay.
So after that bad movement, they inform that we have mobile vehicle,
yeah,
with many rangers.
So it could be people trespassing, people here that shouldn't be here. It might be tour guides who are letting the tourists walk around amongst the animals, things like this.
Yeah, I think, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Those two rangers, they are not even supposed to be seen where they are.
Ah. But you've been pointing to them secretly. We would never have seen them if you hadn't told us.
You know, I forgot, maybe you are one of us.
Hey, we are one of you while we're here.
So they're not supposed to be
yeah,
seen.
Yeah, so they're invisible. Well, they are very good at hiding.
Yeah, they're hiding, so to observe the movement.
Yes.
Bad movement, they are supposed to inform the people on the ground immediately.
Yes, yes. The beeping and clucking and shuttering and all the touristy sounds you can hear from Darren in the back, who has just been aghast since he got here. I'm quietly pensive and amazed at, I've forgotten how beautiful Kenya is and how just amazing the air is and the wildlife, everything about it. Darren, you've been a bit more vocal in your amazement.
Yeah. it's not often I'm struck for, you know, can't think of anything to say, but I'm awestruck by it. I think I said earlier, I mean, I come from the Western world where everything is for presentation and made to look great. And here it's just nature looks great and everything around us.
We are in an incredibly natural environment. I think we're going to drive on now. Our guide, a very experienced ranger, knows what's happening where. We're going to say cheerio to this elephant, and who knows what's around the corner. We're feeling very, very privileged, and we really can see. You know, there's no chance of us seeing anything like a rhino today because rhinos are so incredibly, incredibly scarce, and it's beautiful to see the ivory attached and connected to the elephants here. And, you know, we're reminded how important the rangers' jobs are here and how much they need to be supported, because this is a part of existence that is not going to be here for much longer. And I think we need to protect all of this for as long as we can.